Yeah, what up, guys? This is DB. Yep, it's been a minute. So I would like to thank you for always being ready to support me and listen every time I come back to this platform. Yep. It's funny, every time I come back, me say, ma, it's been a minute. There's this aspect of life when you are going through some changes, when you're going through something, you, well, I'm not going to talk about, talk for everybody else. So when you're going through something, you tend to take a break from it all, take time to self reflect, re-strategize, think about your life, think about your priorities, think about your choices, your mistakes, and then plan for the future. And I think that is exactly what I've been doing for the past a while. Yeah, man. And I'm not really back to talk about anything important. Just wanted to have a little conversation about something I've been feeling I should get off my chest. And, since I don't think I have a person I can talk to directly. Yeah, you guys are here. So, yes. For a while now, I've been trying to understand what entails support, I think we have it mistaken. Well, personally, I appreciate I've had the strongest support system, per se. There are many things I wouldn't do. There are many places I wouldn't go to. There are many things I wouldn't achieve, were it not for the people that have always decided and chosen to have my hand all through everything I do. And ideally, that is something I don't take for granted. There are many people out here who wish they were in, not necessarily my position, but something close to it. But I am trying to drive my point home without it coming off like I am unappreciative. Because I am, honestly. But I want us to look at this from these other point of view, I have grown to understand or to believe there are many things that usually build a person. And we are Africans, we are Kenyans. We tend to miss some of these things sometimes. Our parents and our family are usually focused on, as long as, say, we have paid your school fees, you have shopping, you have rent money, you have some pocket money, then you are good to go. Our teachers will be like, as long as you're coming to class, you are good to go. Our pastors will be like, as long as you come to church on Sunday, you're good to go. Family members will be like, as long as you eat, sleep, you are good to go. I think we're focused on the superficial natures of our well-being that we miss the other aspects of a person, say emotional aspect of it, mental part of it. Many a times we just look at a person and say, person is driving, so they're definitely doing okay. Then you forget to check on them sometimes, Because I came to realize people are beneath those many smiles, beneath those funny videos, beneath those funny comments, you usually see people are suffering, people are going through a lot, people are going through it. And personally, I think it took sitting back and observing for a moment that it dawned on me, in as much as people try to be strong, everybody's vulnerable in one way or another. And sometimes, actually most of the times, we usually miss this aspect of people's lives. I am almost fairly happy all the time. All the time I am around people, I try to be happy. We mask all these things that we go through by just smiling at people. Well, somebody was telling me you don't have to really share your problems with people. But I differ. Well, I wouldn't appreciate, you know, putting my business out there if the people who are around me took time to listen. I think most of the people out here are we usually do wrong sometimes, you know, we usually do make mistakes and all. But expecting someone to change without understanding their point of view usually fucks everything up. Because I think everything that usually happens has a reason. I think that is one of the things I usually live by. Like, nothing is a coincidence in this world, you know. If you wake up and all of a sudden your son is smoking weed, you know, and there must be a reason why. Probably bad influence. Probably trying to find an escape. We know human nature is we'll be very quick to judge, be very quick to criticize, very quick to hurl insults, condemn. Yeah. Without going back and trying to listen to, you know, what could have really caused this. And in as much as I appreciate how everybody approaches the situation, I think that is where we usually fall short of trying to solve issues. I was assuming if you found, say, your son or your daughter stealing from you, instead of being judged and, you know, quickly condemning this as a sin and straight up punishing this kid, how about you look at it from his or her perspective? Try and understand what could have driven your good son or daughter to doing this. I think society is changing. Generations are changing, and I believe everybody should appreciate that and evolve as such. Catch up with what is happening right now. I think the approach that we used to take some few years ago is not the same approach we take right now. The kids wouldn't appreciate scolding, and I think to some, it would make it worse than, you know, try to find a solution to whatever problem you're trying to get. But if we took time and understood the people who we associate with, if we took time and listened, I think most of the times we'd avoid most of the things that usually come and end up being, you know, problems. I don't even know if this conversation is making sense to you. Whoever is listening. But at the end of the day, everybody tries to be a good person. Even the worst of the worst want to be good people. Probably haven't found the best way to show it. And it's funny how life changes. It's funny what it takes to prove a point. Yup. Okay, guys. See you next time.